Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we were talking about things that we do or say with our family that might be an offense to us if it was done by someone outside of our family. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I have a man that I know that I've witnessed to on several occasions and still is not saved, and I just pray that he will get saved soon, and we'll just give the name David, okay, and just pray for David's salvation. But David's in a line of work that has to do with the medical field, and his field has taken him through professional athletes at the highest levels, entertainers at the highest level. And one entertainer lady, that if I said her name, you would know it. I don't want to say her name, and I have my reasons for that, which you don't need to know. But she said that to him, "Oh, I'm not the person that you see in the media and on public." She says, "I'm a normal person just like you." And then she said this. She says, "You know," she says, "I say some of the wildest, crazy things, but I have a purpose. Every time I say those wild, outlandish things, I make $1 million. Well, maybe that's why she says it. Maybe that's why she does it. And so people, preachers sometimes get that in their mind, and they say, I've got to come up with something new, something different that'll build me, it'll build my ministry. Well, my friend, we're in the ministry of God. We're just servants in that ministry, and every preacher needs to learn that. As the Apostle Paul, we as preachers have to see ourselves as a doulos, as just a mere servant of God, and we are your servants for Christ's sake. Now, all true churches and all true Christians are built on God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that, my friend, is unchanging. God is not designing a new way for the day in which we live. As in the day of Jeremiah in chapter 6 and verse 16, God still calls us back to the old paths. Now, this also allows for family understanding. Sometimes it is a family joke, while other times it's a family secret. My wife grew up doing sign language with her deaf niece, who was about the same age as she. And so, consequently, she could speak in sign language very fluently, and she and her niece would so often just carry on conversations and grew up through their teenage years together, signing one to another. Well, when we started dating in college, she taught me some of the signs. And then we got married, and we come up with some more signs. And sometimes I'll sign things to her in church services when I'm up on the platform and she's sitting down there, something that I may need or to be aware of. But we also have a sign that basically says, "I need to go to the restroom." Now, that is really nice when you're in a mall and people are around and you don't want to yell across the mall, "Hey, I'm going to the restroom," okay? And so I just have one little sign that we give, or she'll give to me, however the case may be, and it tells the other one where we are going to be. Some of you have a pet name or saying that you say, and it is a nostalgic thing, and it's a thing for your family. And the family understands. Now, a man may call his wife sweetheart or baby doll. Well, you may hear him saying to her baby doll, But if you go up and call his wife baby doll, you're liable to be picking yourself up off the ground, okay? There are things that just are for the family only. And it's a thing that the family understands. Oh, we've got a God who understands. He is our Father, our eternal Father, our heavenly Father, and the God who loves us. And so verse 2 of our text says, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God has a great interest in the local church, as well as in you as an individual. Remember, God ordained the local church. Jesus Christ is its founder. Notice in preparation for the church age, these words in John chapter 16, verses 23 through 28. And in that day, Jesus says, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Now, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh, when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. Now, the promises contained in this passage we need for this present age in which you and I live. You see, the Father loves the church. He loves you. And so this grace and this peace is from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we say, yes, Christ loved me because he gave himself for me. But we also understand it was the will of the Father because the Father himself loves you as well. So we see also that in verse 2, that grace comes before peace. It seems that we have quit preaching repentance in this country. Therefore, most people do not see themselves as rotten, filthy sinners who deserve to go to hell and need a Savior. They never, as a result, come to a true peace, the peace of God. There's a battle raging out there today, my friend, a battle between truth and error, between light and darkness, and that's going on throughout the world. It's not just in our particular religious circles or neighborhoods. And friend, our lack of response or indifference, that does matter to God. Now, we realize the grace of God, only when we don't see ourselves as deserving salvation. I see a lot of people say, well, I've been good, and I've done the best I can. I'm not perfect, but I've done the best I can. I think I'll make it. Well, that's saying, I think I deserve salvation. But the Bible's clear. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, friend, that includes this preacher talking to you right now, and any man walking on the face of this earth presently. No, it's the loving generosity of the Father who bestows and grants the salvation upon repentant hearts. We need the attitude of the thief that was on the cross by Jesus, who rebuked the other thief and said that we are here justly. Now, my friend, the peace of God does not come from psychological gyrations or the counsel of a therapist or of some type of another counselor. The true peace comes only from a supernatural source, God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible is our guidebook for this life. And if I could use a little bit of today's vernacular, you might say that the Bible is the roadmap for the life of a Christian, no matter who you are. And if you're saved then, and having the Bible for your roadmap, a saved person, for all saved people have the Holy Spirit within them, because Romans 8:9 says that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And so the Spirit of God dwelleth within you. And so you might say that whereas the Bible is the roadmap, the Holy Spirit is the GPS system that guides us as the Word of God is read and tells us the way to go and helps us to understand the roadmap that God has left for us. So these first two verses form the first paragraph of this first chapter of the book of 2 Thessalonians. Now the rest of the chapter, verses 3 through 12, form one paragraph, or you might say the second paragraph of this book. And it's important to see that we have a God and Father who understands us and brought us into this family through the Lord Jesus Christ. And what love it is. Now, we have looked here then, and we've seen the family understanding. The second thing that I want you to see now is family kindness in verse 3. There again we read here in 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 3, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth." And a lot of the people in the South like that verse because it uses the terminology "you all," okay? And being in the South, I can appreciate that. Now, it says here, and we see here, that they're thanking God, and we see that this commendation is basically of the Holy Spirit. Now, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is written mechanically by holy men of old. Now, we tend to say, well, Paul says here, or Peter says in another book, or John says in another book, or James or Jude or whomever. But actually, it is the Holy Spirit's words through the pen of those men. In this point, the apostle could start off the verse and say, "we." Because as holy men, they were surrendered to the will of God. And therefore, they had the same desire in their heart that was the desire of God. It was the desire they allowed God to place in their heart through their submission to Him. Now, God does not flatter His family, but He does take great pleasure to speak well to them. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.